Good morning. Day 51. This is a weird day. It's Trenton's birthday. Trenton is Professor. He's 24 today, and we're going to celebrate by popping into Ridgecrest Town to get some buffet food and pop to Walmart just to pick up a few little things that we need just to get ourselves to Kennedy Meadows in like 2 days, basically. We're going to pop in and then pop out and be hiking again this evening, do probably about 10 miles this evening or something like that. So, bit of an odd day, but come join us for the ride. It's like a half day off. We're leaving our tents at camp, and we're going to see if we can get hitched to town. Apparently, it's pretty difficult, and there's about 6 of us because Sobo's joining too. So, yeah, wish us luck. Yeah, that's such a good picture. She's like looking at you like, oh,
I know, my kids. Who are these people?
We're just some hikers. What is your name?
That one's Mason. He doesn't really talk yet. He's 3. He's just been 2 days.
Oh, no way. He's so big.
Mason and Levi are such great names.
First experience at Walmart. So pumped.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
This is massive.
Whoa.
They actually don't have to get that much stuff. I kind of wish that Nelly and them were getting here sooner, because like I think they have a car or something and I could like give them a resupply for Kennedy Meadows. Yeah. But I just don't know if it's going to work out.
I think so.
Should we get explore?
Yeah. So
I kind of don't really know where to start. I'm just like, oh.
It's kind of weird to have like watches and jewelry.
Honestly, I could go for a donut right now.
Well, this was a bad idea, not having breakfast and then coming to see.
Yeah, actually,
I'm so hungry. Donuts. Back at home, I do not have a sweet tooth at all.
This is really?
Yeah, but since like coming out here, I'm like.
Oh my gosh, when I get into town. Oh, you look so good!
Oh yeah, nice one!
I'm coming to Walmart for my next haircut, for real.
I have no idea.
I know.
I can tap this last week.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's the move. Get your shopping done.
I was like, my wife doesn't pay me to haircut.
I was all about letting it grow. I think next time you should let it get all down to here again. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
A bunch of hikers.
Yeah, our standards are pretty low, but. Yeah, it's been good. All me. I wish.
Give me a call and just let me know.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Super kind. Thank you.
It's really nice to not have to stand on the side of the road and hope for the best. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
Is there a time of day that's like completely inconvenient for you though? Like,
no.
No?
Okay,
cool. Thank you. Okay, sure.
Anyway, give me a call.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope we see you later.
Have a good day.
Anyone want a last bite of the ice cream?
No, thank you. I just ate all of mine.
Yeah, blah, 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 ice cream. Nom, 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 ice cream.
Good one. It's going twice.
No, it's okay. I think I'm ready for the chutney.
Yeah, I'm ready for chutney.
More like a milkshake now.
It's never seen Top Gun.
I haven't seen Top Gun.
What?
It's a good film.
It's like a car movie?
Plane.
I guess that makes sense. He was talking about all the motorcycles. I got distracted by the fact it was in an airport.
What's that line? The goose always says. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, what is the line? It's a famous line.
There's a famous line.
I'm glad you guys helped me.
I'm goose.
There's something about chariots of fire.
Cool.
Goodness gracious, great balls of That's it.
Doom. Oh, that was a slam.
Sorry, I was just stepping on your foot.
Oh, no, mate.
Look at that.
I'm really comfy. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Mystery, man. It's like whenever they have, like, whatever, they have like the witness protection people on TV and stuff like that. Like
yeah.
Silhouette.
Oh, this is actually really comfy.
Yeah, this is way better than that truck bed laying in a diaper.
Yeah. I guess we're still pretty close to all those wind farms.
It smells like poop back here. Yeah. My backpack is right on top of a diaper, so I have to wipe my pad down. I think Ant's got a bunch of wet wipes. I think that diaper's been in there for a long time.
Oh, okay. Nice and dried up.
Yeah. No, it was wet.
We're back from our little town excursion, and it's chaos. We had a lovely time. I'll summarise the time, because it was pretty... I don't think I recorded it too well, because I was distracted by all the loveliness and all the food, and then feeling sick because I ate too much food. But we got a lift back from this chap called Gary, who's super, super nice. We met him in Walmart, and he offered to give us a lift back later when we wanted to, so we grabbed that lift with both hands, and we've just gone back to our site. It was pretty bad weather here, I'm guessing, because... everything's blown down. Sobo's tent's knocked down. Our tent was like held on by one pin, what are these things called? Pegs. And was like pinned up against the tree that we camped underneath. I'm not holding it. Molly's inside, like sorting out the inside stuff, and I'm just holding it here, and it's like bending all over the place. Josh and Ant's tent was knocked down as well, half like basically collapsed. Dramas. What's his name? Professor was the only one who took his tent today. I don't know. I'm not even going to say it was a good move, because our tent got dry. So there you go. I think we did a good move. But yeah, we've just returned to like all of our tents just flapping about.
It's just so much dirt in
here. There's loads of dirt in our tent. Okay, don't really know why. Huh?
Are you ready coming?
What for? To tip it out?
Dirt. Did you just have loads of dirt in it? Can you hold on to it?
Like, I've got it.
But it's going to blow up.
Figure out which side he's on and just approach from behind.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's on like the windward side of the bench, because then we can like walk up with the candles lit and my body will be like shielding it, and then we just put it in front of him singing happy birthday.
He's not the candle.
the candle's broken in four places. Okay, so we've got another one.
It's probably better to put them on anyway in a bit.
Yeah.
I'll get them out of the side.
Even if they're not lit, it would still be nice. Sentiments there. Why is it so windy?
Okay, let's make our way closer.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to go give Professor his birthday cake. God, those are the floppiest candles I've ever seen. Nice. You'll appreciate that.
But I think
look at
this guy's pretty fucking awesome. I feel like he's gonna
look at my candle.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like I could probably take my poles. Maybe
I'm not
my shoes.
Dude.
No, but I was trying to work out which one.
I was like, I will hold anything.
But the shoes.
Oh, no, no. Pop it up.
No, pop it up because it's recording.
Oh, it's recording.
Yeah, just a little bit. There you go. Just a slight windshield.
Okay,
which way is best to approach?
This way, and then Molly and I can walk in front of you.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm not paying attention anyway.
Okay.
Is your tent okay? Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Trent. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, that's
a... Yeah.
I think those candles need a little Viagra.
Yeah.
And a lemon meringue.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, smile at me, buddy.
Yeah, you
are. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
We were scared you would find it. I was like, oh no, this lemon meringue is here.
This kid is hilarious.
I know. That's so dead.
I carried them all the way from Tehachapi.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Did you?
Oh, she took him from that other gate. I was just like, opportunity.
they didn't have a burn. And you're not that far from the coast.
Well, it takes to get to. It takes about 3 hours for us to drive to Ventura.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But if I pull my boat, it takes a little longer.
Compare, it's that's like driving from Detroit to Grand Rapids.
It's just. I guess we're stuck here.
Yeah.
And, unless my son.
It's not a bad place to be stuck.
It's not bad. I mean, it's kind of peaceful, but not much crime, traffic.
Yeah, nice.
Stuff like that. We've got.
You should start hinting at your son around Christmas time. Be like, hey, I've been looking at some apartments in Ventura.
Yeah. So, like, does it get this windy often? Like, is it a common weather?
Did you know it at all? Because you came up behind us in the queue and we were like, Trent, why you come here? And then I had to, it's mine.
It's like,
but it's not, it is.
And then I was like trying to distract you. I was like, where's the ice cream?
Can you fill me up? What would you
like? We have red or red.
I'll do your reserve black box, please.
This is the 10-hour reserve. This is the 2-hour reserve.
Wow, really? Damn.
There you go, son.
People are glad to not be in Richcroft.
Best birthday yet, honestly.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Good. That's awesome.
He got to, went to Walmart, went to a $12 Chinese all-you-can-eat.
That's not bad.
You hung out at McDonald's all day.
Last birthday really sucked, so this is fucking good. Awesome.
As well, like
right. Yeah.
Even December and January.
Oh, damn. All right. All right, here we go.
So what is it, 2 miles or 5 miles?
It's 2 miles.
2 miles if it lands on what Gary calls.
But what? There is a really good spot in 5 miles.
We'll flip a coin for that too.
Okay. Yeah, then we'll be 2 miles.
All right, you ready, Gary?
Like, right. 1 mile stay, 2 miles go.
Ready?
Wait, that's not right. 1 mile
call
stay.
Tails.
Stand here. All right. 5 miles now. 5 miles.
Wait.
Don't calm down.
I thought stay is stay and go is two or five.
No, it's. If we got the 2 miles, it would have been 5 or 2. So now it's stay or 5 miles.
Stay or 5 miles. Gary,
you really want to
do 5 miles?
No, I don't. So you better call well.
The original plan was 12, so this is better than
anything. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I'll cheat. Don't worry.
I'm calling
so
it
here. Today. So what? All right. Whatever he calls, we're staying?
Whatever he calls, we're staying if it lands on that.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Tails.
Oh, that was heads!
No.
It has to land.
So we're staying. That's fake.
We're staying. That's fake.
Oh, damn, I wanted to do that 5 miles.
Gary.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That was the first rock opera that I ever saw.
They never played it until it was at the Grand Ball.
That's awesome.
And they said, didn't go well, they weren't going to. But you name it. I mean, Janis Joplin, anybody who's anybody.
Yeah.
And it was only like maybe, I don't think they could fit 1,000 people. It was all standing.
It was the last time that you could buy a house in Detroit for $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, everybody played there, and it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. $5 or
something like that.
Yeah.
And just.
That's so cool.
That played.
I'm really looking forward to living near Seattle just because the amount of music that comes through there now. It's really a huge center.
We got to see Paul McCartney a couple years ago.
Yeah?
My kids went to that tour.
He was fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, he played 3 hours straight, no break. He ran all over. He was absolutely great.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's cool.
We were very impressed.
That's awesome.
Do you want anything?
No, I'm good, thank you. Oh, today's been a bit of a weird one. It's been good though, I guess. So, Professor's birthday, so we decided that we would pop into town also. So, It was Professor's birthday, and it rained heavily last night. And apparently it was like terrible up on the trail today as well. So we decided to head into town to celebrate his birthday primarily. So we did all sorts of stuff. What did we do? We went to Walmart.
That was actually my favourite bit of the day.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. Very cheap stuff, like a bit sad it was so cheap. But that was just an interesting experience. It wasn't as bad as people made it out to be there. I was expecting to see some real characters there, but actually people seemed fairly normal and decent.
And we actually met Gary there.
Gary, what an amazing man, Gary. Gary, I don't know if he's classed as a trail angel, but in our hearts he definitely is. What a babe. He just spoke to us after the checkout. He was just a customer who was going in there to get his hair cut. We were just chatting to him about the trail. He's been a hiker for a while, but he's 68 now, I think. So he hasn't hiked for a while. And he was just talking to us about his family and stuff. But a bit about the PCT. Anyway, long story short, he gave us his number to contact him later in the day in order to get a hitch back to Walker's Pass, where we left our tents today to dry, and which they did, so that was good. But we then went from Walmart after getting like a few small supplies just to restock on a few things like tortillas and just little snacky bits for the next couple of days to Kennedy Meadows. We went to a Chinese buffet, which was all right, pretty good. It was cheap and the food was mediocre, but it was an all you can eat, so ate so much chicken. I ate so much chicken. Don't know how many plates I had, but I had a lot, plenty, and I started to feel quite sick, if I'm honest. How did you feel? What were your thoughts of the Chinese?
I found it a bit sickening as well.
Yeah, it was just like,
and it was really dark in there.
Yeah, it was super dark, so we like sat down, immediately felt sleepy, filled our like bellies up with lots of food, which was kind of questionable, and then we just sat there for a while chatting. It was like good fun and all.
Yeah.
But I had to leave because I just felt so sick, and then just being outside felt so much better. We then popped across the road to the McDonald's, where we...
mainly to use Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we just used and abused their Wi-Fi.
And it was so nice. The manager came over and gave us each an apple pie for free, which was really sweet.
Yeah.
And then when he talked to us a bit because he's like loves all the trails, and we were telling him that we're going to Zion next week, so he was telling us about that, and it was really nice, really helpful. And then he finished his shift and he was like, bye guys. And like 5 minutes after that, like, we got 50 chicken nuggets delivered to our table that he apparently bought for us.
Yeah, super, super kind chap. It was awesome. Really, really nice. That's some of the lovely stuff that you get on the trail, which can make you feel pretty entitled, but otherwise, putting that to one side, you just feel really, really loved and cared for. Well, it was really good.
I was thinking when he first came over, I was like, oh no, he's going to tell me off for having donuts in here.
Yeah, because we're just eating Walmart stuff. But yeah, he was such a nice guy. Everyone has been so far, so that was awesome. That was really, really kind. So we just kind of sat there, nibbled, and used the Wi-Fi, chatted. You know, it finally turned to 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, and we contacted Gary, good old Gary, who then came and picked us up and took us back to Walker's Pass, and then chilled with us for a bit.
Yeah, and he brought us wine and bread. And...
yeah, he brought us... yeah, okay, so he brought us wine, a little box of wine. We already purchased a big box of wine for Professor's birthday under the idea that we were going to pack up and head back to the trail, walk a couple of miles, like 2 or 5 miles to campsites, settle down, and then like have like a late night party for Professor's birthday. But what actually happened was, because Gary came and joined us and our tents were all blown out and we were all kind of feeling a bit giddy, we drank a load of wine, got a little bit drunk, I guess, ate some bread, ate some pie that we got for Professor. Like lemon meringue pie, and we were just chilled. Anywho, it was awesome having Gary there. He had lots of good stories about bands that he'd seen. His son is involved with Ellie Goulding and who was the chap? Dave?
Daniel Bedingfield.
Daniel Bedingfield. It was just awesome hearing stories about from him, and he's got a connection to Cornwall as well. His daughter's husband or something is from Cornwall. So that was awesome chatting to him about that and just like talking about Falmouth and whatnot. really, really nice. It's always nice to be able to talk about home to a complete stranger whilst you're away abroad. But then we flipped a coin. We got a little bit drunk and we flipped a coin to see whether or not we were going to stay at Walker's Pass or walk 2 miles. The coin said we should stay. We then flipped a coin to see if we should stay at Walker Pass or walk 5 miles. The coin then said we should stay again. So the idea was that we were just going to stay at that camp. However, when we turned up with Gary, when he first dropped us off, all of our tents were like blown down, blown around. Our tent was pinned up against a tree. You could probably still hear the wind now. It's pretty breezy. And that kind of just put the idea in mine and Molly's heads, at least, that it was really exposed there, super windy.
See, it was really windy. It was freezing cold. We were wearing all our clothes.
Yeah, literally, I haven't worn that many layers before. I had my like merino wool thermal. I then had my walking shirt. I then had my puffy and my coat and my merino wool like buff on. Had my hat on that. Had all my hoods up. Had my gloves on. My leggings on. My shorts. My socks. But I was really layered up, and I was freezing. It was so cold. Anywho, we went against fate, Molly and I, and we decided to head off with the idea that we would just pitch up tent whenever we found a less exposed spot. And it was kind of upsetting, but at the same time, we don't really want to have a zero today. The idea originally when we left Tehachapi was just to march all the way to Kennedy Meadows, so it was kind of a toss-up in the brain of, like, what do we really want to do? And also, like, what really... like, does it really matter what we do? Which, at the end of the day, it doesn't, because we are going on a road trip when we get to Kennedy Meadows anyway, and we can't get the car until the 20th. So we've still got a few days.
We've got a day to kill, either way.
Yeah, we've got a day to kill, so this has just been that day to kill. But anywho, Molly and I felt a bit funky about staying at Walker Pass. So we walked, we left.
We felt really sad, though, because this has been, like, the first time in I don't know how long that we haven't walked and stayed with...
with the group. Probably about 2 weeks now.
I know. It makes me feel really
sad. It's
kind of sad.
But...
like, I was abandoning everyone. It made me feel really sad.
But it wasn't really that bad, because we literally went round the corner and then we found a spot between a couple of trees.
Yeah, we walked 0.3 miles. We didn't even cross the highway. I just looked on gut hooks, like, oh, we must be right next to the highway. The highway's still 0.5 miles away. We're closer to the campground than we are to the highway.
We, like, walked nowhere. So basically today has been a zero. Which I feel kind of bad about, but like we said, there's no rush because we're not... we don't have a due date to get into the Sierras anyway, and if we did, it would be after our 5-day road trip. Anywho, which we're doing with the group that are now back at the campsite 0.3 miles away. So, but we found a little spot between a couple of pine trees, which isn't too bad. It's still pretty breezy, but the trees are giving us a little bit of shade. Not shade.
It's far less breezy than it would be without it.
Yeah, exactly. So we managed to pitch up a tent.
And I think the others are thinking about sheltering behind a toilet.
Yeah, which isn't very classy now, is it? But anyway, so we left them with the idea that they were going to get up and a little bit early and come find us and then wake us up and we would then march on together. But now
they're going to get up early, like, okay, we have to catch up with Molly and Ethan 5 miles away, and they'll come around the corner and be like, oh, hi.
Oh, hello. It'd be funny. But yeah, so for the next couple of days... what day is it today? It's the Thursday 16th. So Friday 17th, Saturday 18th, 19th. So I think we're thinking of getting into Kennedy Meadows on the 19th. That's Sunday. Josh will then hitchhike into town, which I think is actually where we were today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was called Ridgecrest?
Mm-hmm.
Ridgecrest Town. He'll hitch on Monday the 20th into there to pick up the car, pick us up, and we'll drive on to our holiday. I'm going to leave that to us. I'm sorry if you really wanted to join us on our little holiday, but at the end of the day, it's not anything really to do with the trail. It's just our little thing, so we're just going
and
to take a couple of days off.
Give a chance for our producers to catch up with some of the...
editing and stuff, and then also for us to catch up on the social medias. Anyway, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
That's the plan on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so tomorrow... Friday 17th, that'll be 20 miles probably. Next day 20 miles day, and then on Sunday probably do about 10 miles. maybe that's the general blockage plan. But something we're becoming very aware of is that when you're on the PCT, when you're doing any form of through hiking or any form of hiking over a couple of days, is you have to be super flexible because things change. Mm-hmm. Minds change, ideas change, opinions change, and the weather changes everything. And we weren't expecting this weather, stormy, windy rain, which is apparently meant to be going on for like the next 10 days. So, oh, also, here's a fun fact. It's raining here, but it's dumping a ton of snow at Kennedy Meadows and into the Sierras, which is always good because we've been, you know, the height of conversation on the PCT has been about the snow in the Sierras and how difficult it is to get through and blah blah blah. Oh, we're going to die. So that's just brilliant to have even more layers of snow. I think it's been about like another 2 foot is what I heard.
Trent is from Michigan. He's been so excited. He's like, yes, snow!
Yeah, which is actually really good to have someone like that. So yeah, we're going to bed down. Hopefully we'll get some good sleep in this wind. It's nice and warm in the tent though. And you alright?
My knees get faceless.
Oh, okay. You look like you really hurt yourself. Yeah. Sorry if today seemed a bit stop start, weird stuff going on in town. It was just one of those weird days. It just kind of happened.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's been feeling kind of weird. I started off pumped, I was super psyched. I then got a bit overwhelmed in Walmart. I then got overwhelmed in the Chinese shop and ate way too much and started feeling sick. I then got overwhelmed in McDonald's because there was so much noise going on and information being passed back and forth. And then we got drunk and then it got really windy and cold. So shit, man, I don't know. It's been a weird day and you've just joined us and you've felt that roller coaster maybe. So there you go. End of today, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, hiking.
Hiking.
Guten. Oh, we've got a very big hill to climb.
Oh yeah, but that's fine. Guten Tag.
Good night.
Yeah. Ciao.